Pinto. That's a little bit better on the country music choice there. Good job. Way to learn from your previous mistake. Like I always tell Emma, my 12-year-old daughter, it's okay to make a mistake, but just learn from it, okay? Don't let it happen again. So good job. Way to go.
I'm glad of being compared to your 12-year-old daughter.
Well, she's a little more mature than you, but other than that, there's a lot of similarities. Randy Kreil, he is the Wildlife Division Chief of the North Dakota Game and Fish Department, and he joins us now on the Mike McFeely Show to talk about deer hunting because the big opener is tomorrow at noon. So at this time tomorrow, there's going to be several thousand deer who have met their end in the state of North Dakota. Hello, Randy Kreil. How you doing?
Well, I'm pretty good, except you got to talk to your producer about having some John Hyatt instead of this country crap when I'm coming on. Come on, man. A little master of disaster would be appreciated.
It's funny that when I have regular guests in the program, they start, as you are doing, start requesting their bumper music. It's kind of fun to hear what you guys want to hear. And I knew you're a John Hyatt guy because I think it wasn't too long ago that you were in Fargo.
This summer.
Sitting in studio with me here doing about an hour of radio when John Hyatt was in town, right?
Yep. My wife and I went over with some friends and attended the concert. And that Fargo Theater is just a fantastic venue to see good musicians. You're lucky to have that there.
Randy, tomorrow is the deer opener. It begins at noon.
Oh, really? Is that what's going on tomorrow?
You know,
okay.
It's true. It's true.
Yeah. Oh, no wonder the phones have been melting today.
and that was the first question I had for you was, I know these 24 hours before the opener begin, it is chaotic with the phone lines and the emails and probably people standing in line right now at Game and Fish in Bismarck trying to figure out their deer hunting strategy and license strategy for tomorrow. Randy, how is it right now? Is it busy?
Well, actually, there's not very many people in the lobby at all because all the licenses were issued.
Well,
and so we don't have a bunch of people standing in the lobby getting licenses, but we certainly do have a lot of calls coming in about, you know, just general questions. And I think we've spoken to every media outlet in the state over the last 24 hours. And so it's actually, there's a lot of excitement and build up toward the deer season. And that's a good thing. I mean, the deer season is something people look forward to. It's a long-standing tradition in this state, and we hope it remains that way. We hope the excitement stays that way. And the day just flew by because there wasn't ever a dull moment.
Usually it drags for you when you're about to talk to me because you're just waiting in anticipation for 4:30, Randy, to talk to me. So it's normally a long day.
4:30 is the highlight of the day for me, I'll tell you. Yep.
Thank you for joining the sarcasm. I enjoy that.
Yeah, it's okay.
43,000 people or thereabouts, Randy, did not get a license for the firearm season in North Dakota. Have the upset people stopped calling you? Or were there upset people calling you because they did not get a license? What's been the take on that?
You know, there have not been very many people at all who have called and been upset. There was one guy that called today because he had heard that nobody had called and been upset, and he wasn't even that upset. He understood what we needed to do. The deer population is at its lowest point in 30 years, you have to cut back on licenses, especially doe licenses, in order for the population to rebound. And people know that, and they understand that, and they're willing to sacrifice the opportunity to go deer hunting for a couple, 2 years, 2-3 years, in order to get that back. But, you know, people's patience is only going to last so long. But when you consider we had over 40,000 people who didn't get any license at all in the state, the number of angry phone calls we've had has been next to nothing. People understand, and they understand that what we're trying to get accomplished, and they're supportive, at least to this point.
And I prefaced this earlier in the program by promising I would ask you this, but do you see those days that we had 3, 4, 5 years ago when it comes to deer numbers, 10 years ago, whatever it was when it was at the peak, do you
2007.
See 2007, so it was 6 years ago now. Do you see those days returning, or was that the, and I hate this cliche, the perfect storm of habitat, weather, all those things? Could we have those days again, Randy?
I don't think so. I don't think we will be able to have a deer population that can sustain 150,000 licenses for a number of reasons. One is the habitat loss that we've talked about many times on your program. The other is the less than likely scenario of having 12 years of fairly mild winters. And the other thing that factors into this is that we were told loud and clear by a variety of people back in 2007 and those years that 150,000 deer licenses in the population that would sustain that was too high. We were off balance in terms of what we try to accomplish, and we've talked on your show many times, is trying to strike a balance between what people want for recreation, for deer and what people can tolerate on the landscape. Whether you're a livestock producer, a sugar beet grower, somebody who has deer in their garden, somebody who drives down the highway and hits a deer, all these people are stakeholders that we have to take into account. And when we had 150,000 deer licenses and a population that would sustain that, we heard loud and clear from the public that that was too high and we needed to reduce deer numbers, and we aggressively went after that. And we did that, and then it was followed by those three terrible winters in 08, 09, and 10, and that all combined to put us where we're at today. So will we ever see 150,000 licenses again? I don't think so. Would we like to see a number of licenses that we could get out to everybody who wants to hunt so they can hunt? You're talking between 90 and 100,000 licenses. That is probably attainable at some point in the future, but it's going to take a while to get there.
I am not a deer hunter, but I love the opening of deer season. I love deer hunting season, whether it's in North Dakota or Minnesota, wherever it is, Randy, because people are just in a good mood. In fact, I had two people today who I called to come on my program, and they said, hey, sorry, I'm getting ready for deer camp. I'm leaving today. I can't come on your show. I'll come on next week, but not – sorry, man, I'm in deer hunting mode. It's fun. It's like a holiday tomorrow in North Dakota, and on Saturday in Minnesota, it's a statewide holiday.
Well, you know, it is, and that's the way people should look at it. It's not a competition. It's not some sort of game that you try to get the biggest and the most or anything like that. And what people are excited about is spending time with their friends and their family and their buddies in the outdoors, getting some exercise, getting some fresh air, and potentially harvesting a deer. That's what's fun about it. The people that didn't come on your show, they're probably packing for deer camp and trying to figure out if they got enough pinochle decks to play and enough beverages and enough food. Because you can eat whatever you want during deer season. The calories go out the window. You can eat whatever you want. And most people that are deer hunters, when they bring back their Halloween candy, they go through their kids' candy and steal all the Snickers bars, the fun-sized ones, and stuff them in their deer vest. Come on, let's be honest about it. You know, because you can eat whatever you want, and you can, because you're getting all this exercise, right?
Yeah, so, sure. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And so, anyway, I think that's a lot to it. And if people that go out, and they may be the only three nights in a year they spend in a tent someplace. And so, yeah, it's a lot of fun, and it's really full of tradition, and that's the way we want it to be. We want it to be safe too.
Is it special to this part of the country, Randy? I know, you know, deer hunting is huge in Pennsylvania, and I presume Michigan. I mean,
yeah, it's huge. It's huge all over.
Okay,
we had a director one time named Cale Cool, and he went from here to the second smallest game and fish agency in the country to the second largest game and fish agency in the country in Michigan. And when we talked to him at national meetings, he told us and reminded us that there was actually more deer hunters licensed in the state of Michigan than people live in the entire state of North Dakota. They have 800,000 deer hunters in Michigan.
Oof.
And so, yeah, it's a tradition in many places, and North Dakota included.
Is it a safe weekend? Is it going to be safe? And does Game and Fish, you guys do all you can to get the word out, you know, be
right.
Safe. You have to wear blaze orange. If there's a question, don't shoot, all these different things. And I know that you don't have a crystal ball, Randy, but historically, is it a safe season for North Dakota?
Typically we do not have a large number of injuries or fatalities. Every once in a while that happens, and when it does, it's a sad day, and we hate to see it. But it's fairly safe. When you think about the number of people that are in the field, but they're spread out over 45 million acres, that helps too. But if people slow down and relax and understand what they're doing and don't make any bad decisions and just keep it in mind that this is supposed to be for fun and relaxation, and it's not a competition, and people make good decisions, people will be safe. And the other thing that'll help, although tomorrow the weather looks a little dicey in a few places, and hopefully the roads aren't too icy, that would help as well.
What's your favorite way to eat venison?
My favorite way to eat venison, if they're butterfly steaks out of the back strap, it's on the grill with a little light seasoning, cooked medium rare. If it's other chunks of venison, I like it in a crock pot with a little Swanson's beef broth and some diced onions, and you slow cook it for about 8 to 10 hours, and it falls apart. You put it on fresh bread and with a little horseradish, and it's just delightful.
You're fancy. I was just...
not very fancy. It's pretty simple.
Well, I just like you know, deer sausage and
and
the tenderloins that you just throw in the grill with some, you know, bacon or something. That's
trust
good too.
Me, I like sausage too. I was trying to take the healthy route.
Healthy? You just said that you don't have to be healthy during deer season.
No,
right?
This is after deer season.
Okay, I see. Okay.
I truly love deer sausage as well, but my favorite ways are the ways I talked about.
Sure, I got you. Randy, thank you. Thanks for coming on. I'm going to let you go because I have some other things to get to. But do you have a you didn't get your license this year, did
you? Well, actually, we were losers in the first 2 and 3 lotteries, and a friend of mine that works at the department here and I got licenses in a completely different deer hunting unit we've never hunted in before. But the upside to that story is I broke my toe this summer. And when I was at the clinic, I ran into a guy that I hadn't seen in 20 years, a guy that lives in that area that had given us permission to hunt antelope back in like 1994. And we started visiting, and that's when we found out we got licenses in this different unit. I drove down and talked to him and asked him if we could get permission to hunt white-tailed does, and he said, you bet. And so we got to rekindle an old friendship, and so it'll be kind of fun.
Cool. One last question just came in via a text message from John Mitzel of Dakota Country Magazine.
Oh, John, yeah.
Listening, yep. He said, Mike, please ask Randy how the antelope handled the last winter storm.
The antelope, at this point, we don't have any indication that antelope were negatively impacted in a large way by the last winter storm. I'm sure it didn't help them any, but it happened early enough in the season, and then all that snow's gone by now, and I think they'll be all right. What gets them, if that snow, that 24 inches of snow would have hit and stayed until April, that would have been a bad recipe for antelope.
I got you. Randy, thank you. Good luck, be safe, and we'll talk again, okay?
Yeah, you bet, Mike.
Yep, you bet. Randy Crile, Wildlife Division Chief of the North Dakota Game and Fish Department.